Hey, what's up, fellow traders? Trader Steve here. Happy Tuesday. Well, little after 10 o'clock Chicago time, and I'm all done trading for the day. When it was all said and done, I had scored 2670. That's right, another 2K day back to back. That's awesome. How did I do it? Four separate trades. First, started in the light sweet crude, scored a breakdown scalp for 2280. Off to the races, a good start day, but guess what? Then I saw an opportunity to initiate the short position in the E-mini S&P, and I got stopped out by literally one tick. Proof that I'm not immune from volatility stopouts. That trade was a woulda, coulda, shoulda, because the market ended up breaking a whole bundle. I mean a whole bundle, like 20 points. Okay, so at the time, didn't get kind of swallowed up in my sorrows about missing a back-to-back great trade. So I was still up over $1,000 on the trade between those two. Then found a little opportunity, a low-risk trade to add $330 to the Canadian dollar, added to the bottom line, perfect. And then as my shirt says, I went gold digging and found a nice pop in the gold market, adding $1,260. Again, all said and done, $2,670, and I'm off to a good start. Hey, it is a full recap, which means I'm giving you all the commentary from inside the futures trading chat room. So albeit it's a little bit longer, if you're serious about learning how to trade futures and learning more about my market profile trading method, this is definitely a recap, albeit longer, you won't want to miss. Look forward to meeting you back at the market soon. Until then, trade well. Bye-bye. Hey guys. Happy Tuesday. A little early bird special for you guys today. Those of you that logged in early, remember the room opens at 9 a.m. Eastern time. You never know when I may be sitting in front of these charts and I find a little something that I'm eager to share. And that was indeed the case here today. I want to get you caught up here on what's been moving and shaking. Watching a couple things here on my radar, but let's first get caught up on the crude oil, which was fantastic because I grabbed a little bit out of the market here on a scalp trade. I'm going to show you kind of how that this one kind of came to life here. 24 by 24 on this one, initiated short positions at 54.04 and then 54.07. So we end up getting a cost average at 54.05, covered at 95 and 96, 53.95, 53.96 on those. So grab 10 and 9 cents on that one. And relatively short-lived in the market. So 22.80 to start the day in the crude oil. And those of you that have been watching the crude oil here now, it's been kind of popping all over the board. It's back inside the value area. Let me show you what the crude oil chart looks like so you can see what that ended up. We've been very quick in the crude, mitigating our exposure time in the crude oil because our scalp trades, again, we've been some of our crude trades have been under 2 minutes. So the short position that we ended up taking here, as you take a look at the chart and bring it up for you here, focus your attention on the chart on the left. 54.03 right here. I said 04. 54.03 is where we initiated the short position, right here, okay? Then we added to it because the market came up, 54.07, we added right here. But the precursor for the add, again, before you see the market break into the upside, was because we still were down below and pressed up against, but still down below this key demand level that you see over here on the 30-minute time frame. So see this 30-minute time frame? 54.03 and 54.07, which moved our cost average to 54.05, are still down below that key 54.11 zone at that moment in time in the scalp time frame. Okay, market did come on down, and then you could see it kind of swung a U-turn here on that plywood support. So it swung the U-turn right there, so we were very aggressive in our profit taking at 53.95 and then 53.96 on 12 and 12. So initiate 12, added 12, cover 12, covered 12. Scale in 2 times, scale out 2 times. So that's how we amassed 2280 to start the day. Now we've got a fresh bill of health here, meaning I'm flat to market. We've got a little green to kick off the day, and I'm gonna go through my cycles here, my usual suspect markets. Let's see if we can't find something else for you here today. And a friendly reminder, remember, can pay to get logged in nice and early here, 9 a.m. Eastern time, as I'm sitting looking at charts, and if I see something, I call it the early bird special. I'll alert you to it, and you can see those in the alerts right there in the chat room. All right, let's talk a little bit about a couple other markets. Let's look at the E-mini S&P. I'm keeping an eye on what we see here in the edge. Here we go. Let me move this around just a little bit. First thing we notice here is you can see way overbought here. You see that the bulls here have overextended their move to the upside way up here. Over 80% of stocks were bullish moments ago in the ESP 500. Look at that change, though. We're already starting to come down, and you can see, I know I say just, but just 56%. That's a big difference, though. Okay, big difference from 80% down to 53%. So what we're going to pay attention to is to see if the bears are going to come out of the woodwork here. That's that red line there. So the red line represents what percentage of stocks market cap weighted are bearish on a 5-minute time horizon. That's the scanning time frame of the market internals here in this product called the Edge. So look at the, see how it says below? So 83 stocks. Every 5 seconds, this thing refreshes. So this number here is going to change. These numbers will change every 5 seconds as the market is basically simultaneously looking at those stocks, over 500 stocks, of course, at the S&P 500, and determining whether they're bullish, a part of this, the green above line, bearish, the red line, or are they in balance, which would be right in here. And then it basically aggregates all that. We're not looking at any individual stock here. We're kind of cutting the layer, the onion in half, looking at the layers of the onion to determine whether they're bullish, bearish, or neutral. Now pay attention here to the background. You can see the 10-minute chart might have a breakdown trade for us here in the E-mini S&P just like that. So get ready. ESU9, that's still September contract. Market came up here, retreated off the supply area. I'm going to be paying close attention to see if we get a breakdown below 89.75. It's sitting right here. You can see we're trading at 91, a little overextended here on that 10-minute time horizon, exhausted. That's that pink magenta color warning here. And then look at those two red dots down here. Those two red dots are little claws, little bear claws that you see coming out of the woods here on the day trade time frame. Get ready, market could be making that break just like that in just a moment. We're going to find out if those bear claws are coming out, 89.75. Another area to be aware of here is on the 30-minute time frame, 87.75. Now, remember how we leverage this here. See, in this volume congestion up above, that offers up a resistance point, okay? Volume, I want you to associate with resistance. So when it's above, it's resistance. When it's below, it's support. And you can see it with market profile. It's the only way you can see. I just entered the short side just moments ago, 89.25. I'm short the E-mini S&P right now, 89.25, looking for this market to break a bit lower here for us. Now, there's a couple areas I'm going to pay attention to, okay? This 80 set, look at this 87.75 on the 30-minute time frame. If we break down there, we got some room to navigate to 82. But before we get there, you can see this 86 mark is going to give us a little bit of 86, 85 and a half kind of in there. Remember, trading and level-based trading is a bit more of an art form than it is a science, okay? So you're just visually as a trader, again, using chart trading features is going to be great because it's a super visual experience. We'll look at this market to give us that pull down towards this 86, 85 and a half area. We're going to see at what pace it does that. So far, so good. We've got about a half point on the trade so far. We're not expecting this trade to be some home run. Again, this is a little scalp trade. We're going to look to minimize our time in the trade. Going to minimize our time in this trade because we're just looking for this little pocket here. Again, the movement between the breakdown below demand area and a run down here. Again, we got a nice buffer of profitability here. Over $2,200 in the crude already, so we're not going to put that all at large. Market's back inside the value area. Look at this POC level over here on the 30. That comes in at 91.75. And look at that level right there. Seeing this 92.25 level. Market's back inside the value area. We're going to see what it does if it approaches this master point of control right here.